Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Queensland has recorded 16 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. All the infections have been linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster and are within the 11 local government areas in lockdown. Four are linked to Ironside State School, two to Indooroopilly State High School, one to Brisbane Boys Grammar, and nine are close contacts or family members of cases already identified in the cluster. The outbreak now includes 63 people, making it the biggest outbreak since the first outbreak last year. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has appealed for people to only leave home for essential purposes. Health Minister Yvette Darth has thanked people for turning out for COVID tests and says it's critical big testing numbers continue if the state is to exit lockdown on Sunday.
The next 5 days, it's up to you. Whether we extend this lockdown, whether we spread the virus to the community, that is up to each and every one of us.
A locally acquired COVID-19 infection in Cairns announced yesterday remains under investigation. It's confirmed to be the Delta strain, but is not linked to the current outbreak in Brisbane. The Reef pilot was fully vaccinated in March and is suspected of contracting the virus through his work. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says he has very little virus in his system.
His partner and child are negative, but he did take his child to a childcare centre, so that's why the childcare centre his child attends has been closed while they clean it and assess the risk there. And we've stood up a lot of additional clinics in that Cairns area.
Two more people have died in New South Wales with COVID-19. One is a woman in her 80s from Sydney's inner west who was not vaccinated. The other is a man in his 20s from the city's southwest who was confirmed to have the virus. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chan says he died at home yesterday.
He was being cared for by Southwestern Sydney Local Health District during his isolation period, and he'd reached for day 13. He was being followed up daily by nursing staff, and he had suddenly deteriorated.
The state has recorded 233 cases of community transmission in the last 24 hours. At least 47 of those were infectious in the community. The mayor of one of New South Wales' local government areas under strict COVID-19 lockdown is calling for the state government to take up its offer of using community centres as vaccination sites. Cumberland Mayor Steve Christou says people in his multicultural LGA want to get vaccinated, but that some non-English speaking residents struggle to overcome a language barrier. He's told Channel 7 using community centres as vaccination facilities could make it easier for people to get vaccinated.
We're offering up 19 of our community centres, like we have been for the last month, to the state government. We're saying, we don't want to send for these. Just come in, give us the nurses, give us the jabs, and we'll absolutely help you reach your 6 million target that you want us to reach. But it's hard to do that when you're not giving us nurses or jabs.
Victoria has reported no new cases of COVID-19 with more than 30,000 test results received. It's the first day of zero cases in Victoria since the state's Delta outbreak began in mid-July. Active cases continue to fall, dropping from 124 to 99. And to sport now. At the Olympics, Australia will play in the men's hockey final after beating Germany 3-1. The Kookaburras, who are ranked world number one, will battle Belgium for the gold medal in Tokyo tomorrow night. While in the men's basketball, Australia have beaten Argentina 97-59 to face the United States in a semi-final. The Boomers are looking to win their first ever medal in an international tournament. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.